We are back on the Bengals Beat podcast. Lindsay Patterson, Charlie Goldsmith. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Lindsay. I got a direct flight to Tampa, which was one of those cities where you're kind of 50-50 on the bubble. Will they, won't they? And I did. So that's off to a good start for this week and looking forward to being there tomorrow.
And here's to safe travels and, not a whole lot of rain. I know there's a possibility of a tropical storm for that Bengals preseason game number one to be determined. Charlie will have the latest and we'll get more into preseason in just a moment. I want to start with Jesse Bates because that's been the topic this offseason when it comes to extensions. They obviously got Sam Hubbard down and you thought, look, the Bengals normally do extensions and they get it done and they don't do extensions during the season. It's right before week one or any time during preseason or training camp. At the moment, it looks a little bleak that it's not going to get done this offseason, but anything can happen. What do you think the latest is with Jesse Bates and the extension?
Yeah, depending on where you are in the league and depending on your position, some extensions are very difficult. Some extensions are much easier. For example, for a quarterback, say the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the league, that might be a more difficult price point to set than the best quarterback in the league. Or say another example, Sam Hubbard. When you're one of the better run-stopping defensive ends but aren't in that top tier of pass rusher, there's a more vague market. But one of the positions that is the least vague in the entire NFL is what the top group of safeties in the league is worth. I think Jesse Bates is one of the top safeties in the NFL, and he's done that despite not having played older than the age of 23. For everything the Bengals are building, if you take out Joe Burrow, I think Jesse Bates is the most important piece of that. Jesse Bates, the Bengals' defensive scheme basically starts with him. And again, he's only turning 24. This is a huge extension that they have to get done. If they don't get it done, then their decisions to cut Giovanni Bernard, to not use all of their cap space and free agency to address the offensive line, we're going to have to go back and relitigate those moves much more seriously. Because so much of the offseason was built around the potential move at the end of extending your franchise cornerstone. And if that doesn't get done, because as Jesse Bates said, maybe the Bengals don't view him as a potential top safety in the league, you know, even though Bates will play this year and even though they can use the franchise tag, that is not the best way to start the Bengals' contention window past this year moving forward.
Let's wrap up training camp from Thursday afternoon. The Bengals got one more practice in. They're traveling today. They take on Tampa tomorrow for preseason game number one. What were some of your observations on Thursday's practice?
Thursday was a very, very light practice. No pads. Most of the reps were for the third string guys and the fourth string guys. No one-on-one matchups. And mostly just a precursor for Tampa. And that's where a lot of the real fun is going to begin. How well do Michael Jordan and Xavier Suofilo play at guard? How quickly is Ja'Marr Chase able to adapt and, you know, fully get back to the speed of the game and the quickness of his decisions and his timing that he's spoken about? You know, some of the other rookies, how well do Joseph Asai and Cam Sample and Chris Evans flash right away? Does Evan McPherson kick well? You know, a lot of those questions, the linebackers, we're going to really be able to get those real answers to on Saturday. Didn't quite get those answers as much on Thursday. It just wasn't that kind of day of practice.
We'll move on right now to the offensive line because you mentioned it, Michael Jordan, Xavier Suofilo. Is this offensive line, and again, there's three preseason games left and we'll get a little bit more feel in Tampa. Is there an area of concern right now when you look at right guard?
Oh, clearly. So here's where I think is the state of the guard competition. I think that Quentin Spain has done enough to separate himself in training camp and last season to be the overwhelming favorite at left guard. That's my prediction there. At right guard, I mentioned this on our last podcast, but Xavier Suofilo explained it well when I had a conversation with them after practice the other day. He said they want consistency. By consistency, it means don't be an ill repeater of the same mistake. Everyone is going to make mistakes, but when you address it, do you really address it? I think, honestly, that's one of Xavier Suofilo's strengths as a player. That's my evaluation of him, of his game. And, you know, Michael Jordan then is the other guy. I think Michael Jordan might even have greater upside than Suofilo, but he has to prove in this preseason that he won't make some of the mistakes, honestly, that he has even made from time to time in training camp. I think it's down to those two, with apologies to Jackson Carman, who is still working into peak shape. But we are getting a lot more clarity at the guard competition right now.
I know a lot of people point to that pick with Jackson Carmen and say, oh, look what you did. You went wide receiver with Ja'Marr Chase in the first round. But obviously, if you look around at other NFL training camps, some of the rookies out there, they're struggling. It is a big jump when you're an offensive lineman and you are going from college to the NFL. So there is some learning curves that Jackson Carmen's going to see, and he has Frank Pollock he's going to be working with. So it doesn't hurt that you have a little bit of competition right now. Everybody remembers what happened last season with Joe Burrow's injury, and obviously Michael Jordan has talked about it. Have you seen a little bit of difference in Michael Jordan during camp and some of the techniques?
Well, you know, with this, I go to the reps, and no one has played more right guard with the first team offense in camp than Michael Jordan. So I do think they see more, you know, he's a really powerful player. He's just a well-built guard. And that fits really well with the Bengals scheme, because what they like from their tackles is the ability to move in space. And that yin yang difference between the guard and the tackle is what they really value. So Michael Jordan has the skill set. Again, now it's just literally everyone I've talked to about Michael Jordan uses the word consistency. There was a rep that I've mentioned before where Larry Ogunjobi beat him, and because he couldn't touch Burrow, he kind of sprinted by. But recovering, Jordan looked like he was going to sack Joe Burrow. Sam Green had the great photograph on that one. It's just little moments like that. But on the flip side, though, like what the Bengals are looking for in rewarding people with reps is consistency in not even one-on-one drills, consistency in like the offensive line side work that they do and the hand placement and just the overall approach. And so clearly they are liking some of what they're seeing from Michael Jordan in that area, because they are rewarding him consistently with reps. But, you know, when I did ask Xavier Suofilo, is this frustrating at all for you being the second team guard right now? He's played a lot of ball in this league. He says, no, it's just way too early. It's training camp. It is so early. And he's very confident that he's going to have as much time as he needs to show what he can do.
You talked about it's way too early. They get three preseason games this year. One is this weekend. If you were to look at three things that really stand out or what you're looking for in this game, what is it?
Yeah, so I think the best place to start is Ja'Marr Chase. What he's spoken about is, as I mentioned earlier, the adjustment of not having played in a competitive football game since the start of 2020. Preseason is so much about the rookies. Also, preseason is so much about, you know, establishing some of your scheme and some of your identity. And, you know, from the draft and before the draft to now, we've spoken about the idea and the concept of what Ja'Marr can do for the offense. We'll get to see the first flashes of that in a setting that really matters in the preseason. Aside from the guards, because we've already covered those already, the two other places I'm looking are the rotation at defensive line. You know, I don't expect Hubbard and Hendrickson to play an absolute ton. So that means that Cam Sample and Joseph Asai could play a lot, especially because Khalid Kareem has been practicing a ton recently with an undisclosed injury. So those are two guys in Sample and Asai who are fully competing for a rotational spot, who have very different skill sets. Asai is just a pure speed guy off the edge. Sample is a versatile, play him at multiple positions across the line, play him in multiple techniques, set a strong edge against the run, and also just bring a good burst and athleticism as well. How much are they able to contribute right away? The Bengals' pass rush is so important. Are they able to be a big part of the solution this season? And then I'll also turn to the kicking battle. You know, Evan McPherson's been outstanding in training camp, but when the lights turn on, how does the Bengals' fifth-round pick look?
Oh, man, the kicking battle, it brings back some memories of just a couple years ago when the Bengals were dealing with a similar situation on who makes the team. And I'm thinking it's Evan McPherson, but obviously preseason games will be good evaluator for the Bengals. Charlie, I know you've been busy at training camp. What is online at Cincinnati.com?
You know, I hope people get to check out a feature I wrote on Riley Reiff. Riley Reiff came from a small school in the middle of nowhere in South Dakota, and he really credits his wrestling team as where he learned and built the skills to become the offensive tackle he is now. But I kind of have the story on how Reiff was Riley Reiff and everyone else on the wrestling team was about 160 pounds. And those 40 kids were crowded into a small classroom, yet it was the perfect learning environment for Reiff to become the player he is today.
Charlie wraps up the podcast and he hits the road. He'll travel for game one of the preseason game, the Bengals versus Tampa, in game one on Saturday. He'll have you covered. Make sure you're following along over on Twitter, ENQ Sports, Instagram, ENQ Bengals, and we'll be back next week on the Bengals Beat Podcast.